Good morning, Kesu.
Hey, good morning. It's Garth. How are you all?
There
Garth
is something
Brooks.
We love to hear.
That's right.
Good morning. It's Garth.
Oh, kidding me. My wife hears it every day.
Lucky, lucky woman on many, many levels.
I'm not sure if we really have to introduce a 7-time CMA Entertainer of the Year, Garth Brooks. I know you have a big gig. Tickets on sale tomorrow. And this, I think, is one of the best places on earth, Memorial Stadium. And have you ever had a desire to, wear a Husker jersey, even though you went to Oklahoma State?
Because I went to Oklahoma State, no.
Yeah.
but it was cool, man. In the late 90s on the World Tour, we went down there, and Osborne was still coach. And he said, I know you're a quarterback. He said, why don't you come down and throw the tight ends? Man, this is cool because it's in one of the most iconic stadiums on the planet. But the whole time I'm sitting there going, No. This would be a great place to play music right here. So I'm looking forward to kind of completing that circle by stepping out there.
Well, we are very excited. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Under $100, what it's like, 94 something, all in with all the handling and everything. And we like that you do that. You keep them a low-dose show so we can all afford to come see you.
That's very sweet, but that's a hell of a lot of money to me, man. And nobody comes by themselves, so double it. Then parking, all of a sudden it gets stupid expensive. So, all I can say is grateful. You feel lucky to be up there, especially with the pandemic being off this long, just getting to play music again. Thank you, God. This is going to be fun.
Has the pandemic changed you at all, Garth, how you see life and your world outlook?
Man, you know what? You never want to think that you're an ass. You never want to think that you take things for granted, but I guess just going out to a restaurant, I guess I took for granted because it's just weird not to be able to do that for a while. And as far as music goes, man, to not get out there and play. So you sing every day at the house, you sing on the truck, you do anything you can to sing. I'm so excited just to get to make noise. I'm going to tell you right now, people, bring your helmet because it's going to be too loud. We're going to stay too late. This is going to be fun.
So basically you're saying we're going to get our money's worth.
You know what? I don't know about that. That's a lot of money, but I've seen the show. But it's, I kind of worry about that. I'm just going to be honest. I'm afraid it will be that guy that's so excited. I'm going to be done in the first 5 minutes, It's because you're so excited. It's finally here. And so I'm going to need you guys to come fully prepared to sing, and I am going to work you guys like you have never been to work before.
We should also talk about, you've got a big honor coming up.
It's pretty cool, man. We're in D.C. right now this morning. The festivities start in about an hour, and they go all the way through the weekend. I've been here lucky enough to honor other Kennedy Center Honor Award recipients. That was cool, to get to honor George Jones, Loretta Lynn, James Taylor, Billy Joel. That was cool. So it's kind of odd to be the guy in the box this time, but I think I can get used to it, man. They're spoiling you to death. It's pretty fun.
If you don't mind, I have 10 seconds of audio here from a rising star in country music. And we asked her, where she thought her music kind of played in the landscape of country music. This is what she said.
I personally want to fall in between Joni Messina and Ashley McBride, but I have a really tough time pinning down other women I feel like that I sound like sometimes, but it's all good stuff, y'all.
Really good songwriter. Her name's Allie Colleen. Do you know her?
I'm telling you, boys, if you've met her, you've met the hardest-headed female on the planet. She won't let you help you with anything. She's got her own plan. She's like this with God. I mean, she's invincible, and she's just having the best time. Thank you for being so sweet to her.
It was easy. She is quick-witted. She's fast. She gives a great interview. She plays well with others. You guys did an awesome job. And she tells great stories in her music. I wonder where she got that.
I got to tell you, that girl is a liar. I'm just telling you.
Oh, you have to be so proud of your daughters, all of them, of course. And I'm sure they're proud of you. And we're just excited. Your tickets go on sale tomorrow. We get to see you in Omaha. We get to see you in, well, not actually Omaha. What is it?
Lincoln this
Lincoln.
Time.
Lincoln. Yeah, huh? Sorry, close to Omaha.
Yeah, it is.
And we get to see Allie right here in Sioux City. So if you could come to Sioux City, that'd be great, too. We don't have a studio probably big enough for you.
I just so enjoy myself. Thank you for what's coming at Memorial Stadium, but also this weekend and this honor. Thank you. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, how proud I am to get to be representing country music. Thank you, guys. I love you. Hope your families are safe, and I look forward to seeing you there in Lincoln.
You bet. Garth Brooks, tickets on sale tomorrow at 10. Thanks a lot for your time, and we'll see you soon.
See you guys. Bye-bye.